Message number 355. The world is about to undergo the next stage of cleansing. Monday, February 27, 2012 at 03:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, as the events of disruption in the world continue to increase, the time is the drawing close for my divine mercy. As the wars and unrest spread in every direction, the faith of my church will continue to weaken. The schism in my holy church is about to develop quickly. Priest against priest. Bishop against bishop. The world is about to undergo the next stage of cleansing. Anger against my father will emerge in every country in the world. My followers will now experience suffering for their faith in a way they have not experienced before. The pain felt by those poor souls is a reflection of the pain that I am enduring right now. All those in union with me, their beloved Jesus, will know without doubt in their souls that my Holy Spirit now rests within them. They will instantly know when they witness sin around them and how it pains me. When they see wars inflicted on the innocent, they will feel my torment in every bone of their bodies. When they see the sin of abortion paraded in front of them as if it were of no consequence, they will be riddled with my pain. Sin is escalating. The faith of my church is dissipating. The loyalty of my sacred servants is weakening. Belief in my teachings is being dismissed by my sacred servants, where my flock are told lies about the seriousness of sin. Then there are my beloved priests, nuns, and clergy of all religious denominations who believed in me and my eternal Father, who are enduring the pain of having to witness the spread of sin like wildfire, which is engulfing nations everywhere at a ferocious speed. No matter how difficult this is, you must stay strong and keep united in my name. Prayer is now needed, and you must spend at least 1 hour a day doing this in order to mitigate events which will now unfold in the world. Christian churches are being targeted and tormented by secular groups. They will seek to abolish all things which honor me, their divine Savior Jesus Christ. The hatred being instilled in their souls is by the hand of Satan. Pray now that those souls who inflict pain and suffering on God's children can be saved. Your Jesus.